I do hope that slowly our minds settle into this beautiful Govardhan retreat. I want to really say with great conviction, based on the experience of the last 4 years, coming here every day and having the darshan of Giriraj, and much will do more than you can imagine, because darshan is quite different than we are used to interpret darshan. Darshan does not mean that I, who take a darshan, am the seer. Darshan means that the one who takes the darshan is the seen. In other words, by coming every day here to Giriraj, Giriraj sees us. Of course, we also see him. But the major part of a darshan is definitely taken up by the divine personality of whom we have darshan. So Giriraj glances every day on all of us, and by the glance of Giriraj, his tremendous and inconceivable Kripa Shakti, or the energy of mercy, is transferred into our hearts. That is why sitting or coming here every day and starting our day with a full obeisance to Giriraj will do much more than we can imagine, because it is not possible for us to imagine the Kripa Shakti which comes from Giriraj to us by his glance. This day, the Gauranga day, is dedicated a lot to the subject, Kripa. I would like to say now something personal. Over many, many years, it has become very clear to this unfortunate soul that the major role in spiritual advancement, in my own spiritual advancement, will be mercy, because effort, the effort which a conditioned soul can bring up, will never suffice or be sufficient to leave the world of material attachments and go into the spiritual realm. So the most merciful incarnation of the Lord Krishna is actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, who is on an explorational journey. He wishes to understand the love which Srimati Radharani bears in her heart for him. And it is described when Srimati Radharani is in the highest ecstasies of love, then Krishna enters her flower-like heart like a bumblebee to steal the essence of that love. And he comes out of that heart with a golden complexion. The dust pollen of Srimati Radharani's love is all over him. And in this way he comes to the world. He comes to this world to distribute the dust pollen of this love, to distribute freely this exalted Krishna Prema to anyone who comes begging for his mercy and being ready to take shelter at the lotus feet of Nityananda. There is a very, very wonderful song This time I will not sing it, but I will just read you a unique translation by His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj, a translation which will introduce the speaker of this morning's seminar. There is still a surprise waiting for you. There will be a different speaker sitting in a few minutes before you, whose name at this moment is not yet revealed. What page this is? It is in this compilation of Krishna Kathamrita Bindu, and you will find it in issue number 55, page number 3. Parama karuna pahundui jana nitai gaurachandra. These two Prabhus, Nitai and Gaurachandra, are supremely merciful. Sabhavatar Sharashiromani Kevalananda Kanda. These two, Nitai and Gaurachandra, are the crest jewel of all avatars. They are the source of transcendental blissfulness and pleasure, Ananda. Bhaja bhaja bhai chaitanya nitai sudida bishvasa kori. Our faith must be sudrida bishvas, very strong, unflinching faith. There should be no tinge of doubt in us. Then we will get what Gaura and Nitai have come to give, otherwise not. Gaur and Nitai are wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully munificent. But I am most degraded, the lowest of the low, Patit Adham. There is no Adham like me to be found anywhere. Still, these two are so wonderfully merciful. They have delivered millions and millions, innumerable Patakis, fallen souls, so surely they must deliver me. Vishaya chariya sera se majiya muke bolo hari hari. Give up attachment for material enjoyment. Give it up. Give it up. Taste that mellow. Relish it. Chant incessantly, always, Hari, Hari, Hari! Think of Hari. Chant the name of Hari. Don't think of anything else. Don't think of material attachment. Just chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed day and night, 24 hours, think of Krishna and utter His name in all conditions, waking condition, sleeping condition, even at the time of taking food. What are you thinking? Stupid mind is not thinking of Krishna. The stupid mind is thinking of material attachments. So-called love and friendship. This is the stupid mind. Dekho de bhai tribhuvane nai emona dayala data. Such merciful personalities are Gaur and Nitai. They are not available in all the three worlds. Pashupaki jure Pashana vidare shuni jandra gunagata. Even the birds and beasts are crying for their mercy. hearing of their merciful acts. A hard block of stone melts. Your heart is much harder than a hard block of stone. It doesn't melt. Samsada majiya rohile podiya sepade nahilo asha. Apana kalama punjaya shamana kohoye lochanadasam. Lochandas Thakur says, you are not crying for the mercy of these wonderfully merciful personalities, Gaur Nitai. You are so much attached, engrossed in this material world, material enjoyment, so you must reap the consequences. Yes, as you sow, so you reap. Nobody can help you unless you cry for the mercy of these two wonderfully merciful personalities, Gaura and Nitai. The examples are Jagai and Matai. There is more, but we will leave it with this. We have invited today as our main speaker Madhavananda Prabhu, who is pleasing the hearts of the Vaishnavas by bringing out this wonderful assembly of nectar drops, Sri Krishna Kathamrita Bindu, also the magazines, and also wonderful books like Embankment of Separation and When Mathura Meets Vrindavan, by His Exalted Spiritual Master, His Holiness Sri Gaur Govinda Maharaj. Madhavananda Prabhu has taken up residence in Bhuvaneshwara and does his service from there. We became acquainted by our common inclination. We both are nectar collectors or nectar searchers. I'm certainly not as shastric and so on. He is a very shastric. And a little while ago, maybe 3 or 4 years, maybe three years ago, he took a group of us, including myself, on a sacred pilgrimage to holy places in Orissa and also in Jagannath Puri. At that time, Madhav Muni and his wife, the talented Madanga player Kishori, were also there with us. We visited Rimuna, Jajagram, was it called Jajagram? And we crossed together the river which separates the material world from the spiritual world. Unfortunately, it's called the Vaitarani River. We almost drowned in the process. and we returned. We returned, and when we were standing on the beach or the shore of the Vaitarani River and asked ourselves, why have we returned? We both came to the agreement for service, and we hope we will not fall really in Maya while we do that service. So we are. I'm during this pilgrimage. I was amazed how Madhavananda Prabhu was very faithfully repeating the wonderful instructions of Shastras and the very sweet and realized explanations of His Exalted Guru Maharaj to us. I remember we had to encourage him to sit before us and talk, and also this time I had to encourage him and do a little personal counseling so that he is feeling inspired to sit before us and take us into a very important subject matter. The subject matter which will be discussed is the ongoing accessibility of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. I would like to give the German word for accessibility because we have quite some German audience. Zugänglichkeit, die weitergehende Zugänglichkeit. I think this Govardhan retreat is all about this subject matter. How can we get access to the mercy of Gaura, of Giriraj, of Radha and Krishna? How can we get access to the mercy? And that will be the subject matter. It's a, in other words, very practically oriented seminar. Tomorrow, I will, in the slot which is allotted to me, speak about another aspect of Gauranga. So I want to request all of you now to very lovingly and encouragingly welcome Madhavananda Prabhu on the speaker seat by loudly chanting with me and with raised arms, Shri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. I will take my seat there because then I have the wonderful darshan of Giriraj at the same time.
So we're very happy to be here in such an exalted assembly today. We don't know what kind of pious credits that we must have done to be in such a place with so many Vaishnavas and hear such wonderful katha here at the foot of Giriraj Govardhan. Sachinandan Maharaj has given us a very affectionate introduction. Maharaj is very kind. He treats us like his friend, although we're not fit to be his servant. But we've given so much inspiration by Maharaj, and today he's wanting us to act as his puppet and dance something. So we'll try something here. We'd like to sing a song by Srila Lochan Das Thakur, very nice song, and unfortunately you don't have this song with you. So what we'll do is I'll sing one line, and then you can respond by chanting Hare Krishna. And you can try to play tempura, maybe, Mataji? Will it work? So you can respond by chanting Hare Krishna, and then we'll explain each line one by one. This song is a very appropriate song for today because it speaks something about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also, Maharaj reminded me something about this song because when we were in Jajpur and we swam across the Vaitarani River, we were standing on the other bank and Maharaj asked me about this song, if we knew some melody for it. And at that time we didn't, but later we learned something. So we'll sing this for Maharaj today also. So we'll sing one line and you all please respond by chanting Hare Krishna.
Jabi ke jabi bai bava sindhu par Danya kali yugera chaitanya avatar Hare Krishna.
So Lochan Das Thakur, he's actually asking a very penetrating question. So he's saying bai. Just like if you want to go and you want to say something strong to someone, you may put your arm around them and you say, my dear brother, you know, when you're chanting, you shouldn't fall asleep or something like that. So he's saying, bhai, my dear brother. He's asking, ke jabi, bhai. Bhava sindhu par. It's a very heavy question. He's saying, who's going to cross over this ocean of material existence, this ocean of birth and death? He says, you know, this is a very good opportunity. The time is very, very good. Dhanya Kali Yugera Chaitanya Avatar. Because this is the time of the avatar Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's Dhanya Kali Yuga. It's a very, very auspicious time. So perhaps Lochan Das Thakur, he's hearing someone ask a question then. Well, I'm supposed to cross over this ocean of birth and death. but the ocean's very big. How am I going to cross over the ocean? How do I begin? Huh? How do I do that? So in answer, Lochan Das Thakur says the following. Amara gorange gate adana ke bai jada anda atura vari para hoy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He says, Amara Gauranga Gate. My Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has a very nice boat god. But then this questioner, he's wondering, but who's going to go? You know, once I tried to go inside the temple of Jagannath Puri and they said, hey, Prabhashini Shade, Videshi Prabhashini Shade, we don't allow Westerners inside. So maybe they won't let me on this boat. Lochan Das Thakur, he says, Jada Anda Atura, Avari Parahoy. Everybody's going. The blind, the deaf, the lame, everyone is going on this boat. Everyone is going across it at this, from this boat god. So then this questioner, he has another question then. But how am I going to cross? What is the boat? Okay, there's a god, but am I going to have to swim? It's a very long distance. So Lochan Das Thakur, he replies to that. Hari nama no ka kani Shri Guru Kandare, Hari Nama no Kakani, Shri Guru Kandare, Sankirtana Kerayala Dubahu Pasare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He says, this is a very nice boat. This is the boat of Hari Nam. Hari Nama no Kakani. But if there's a boat, but there's no captain, it's a very difficult thing. So who's going to guide this boat? Hari Nama no Kakani, Shri Guru Kandari is a very, very nice captain. That captain is Shri Guru. But then another question is there. We go out in the middle of the ocean. How are we going to cross over? What's going to propel this boat? So he says, Sankirtana, Kerayala, Dubahu Pasari. They have some very nice oars. To paddle the boat. And what is that? That's the Sankirtan party. Dubahu Pasari. With their two arms in the air. As Maharaj was speaking about a few days ago. This is the oars which will carry this boat over. So then our skeptic, he's wondering then, this is all very nice, but who's getting on this boat? Do I have any friends on this boat? Am I going to be able to get on? And Lochan Das Thakur answers, Sabha jiva hoila para fe mera vatasi Pariyaro hile lochan hera parantase Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sabha jiva hoila para fe mera vatasi Pariyaro hile lochan hara doshe Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He says, a subajib, all the living entities in the universe, this is Danya Kali Yuga, they're all going over. It's such a nice boat. But what happens if the oars, the people rowing the boat, they become tired? He says, there's a nice breeze also. Premera Vatasi. That's the wind of Prem, which will carry this boat over. Only Lochan Das Thakur, he has one lamentation. He says that everyone is going, except for one person. Pariya Rohili Lochanera Dasa Doshi. He said, only Lochan Das Thakur, he's staying behind. So we'd like to read something from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the opening verse composed by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Vande Guru Nisha Bhaktan Ishami Savatarakam Taprakasam Sachak Chaktir Krishna Chaitanya Samnikam. Srila Prabhupada translates this. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he uses the word Gurun. Gurun means plural, meaning a Diksha Guru And the Siksha Guru Gana. Diksha Guru is one, but the Siksha Gurus are many. Uh-huh. The devotees of the Lord, Isha Bhaktan. The Lord's incarnations, Isha Avatarakam. His plenary portions, Prakash. His energies, Tat Shakti, or Shaktivesh. And the primeval Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. There's a very nice article written by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explaining this verse, which was published in the Harmonist magazine in 1932. We can read something of this for you, and we'll translate the English into understandable English. It's a little bit high language. A very, very beautiful thing he says. He says, the appearance of Godhead in this world implies the co-appearance of all His divine paraphernalia. Godhead must not be conceived as in any way separable from His entourage. Godhead shorn of any of His paraphernalia is a delusion. In the same way, the appearance of divine paraphernalia involves the appearance of the divinity. The two are distinct yet inseparable forms of the One Supreme. Sri Chaitanya is a divine personality Himself. His associates share His divine nature. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is an extended subject. All the six divine forms have to be worshipped if it is the intention to worship Sri Chaitanya. The Guru is one of His constituents. It is necessary to be initiated by Him. It is also necessary to be instructed by Him. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's explaining this verse, that when the Lord comes, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, He doesn't come by Himself. We don't worship the Lord by Himself. Krishna tells Arjuna in the Adi Purana, Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhakta sate janaha. Those people who say they're my devotees, they're not my devotees at all. But mad bhakta nam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tama mataha. That person is bhakta uttam, who's the devotee of my devotee. So if we want to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to approach Him through His associates. And in this first verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is indicating this in the words, Vande Gurun, Isha Bhaktam, Isham Isha Vatarakam, Tat Prakasham Shachak Chakti, Krishna Chaitanya Samnakam. This is Pancha Tattva with Guru. And Guru meaning Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. And so these six personalities have to be approached if we want to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says that in the same way, the appearance of divine paraphernalia involves the appearance of the divinity. We should understand that when we're associating with the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we're also associating with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You cannot separate the two. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an extended subject. He's not a limited subject. He's an extended subject. If we want to understand Him, we have to also try to understand His devotees. Srila Prabhupada writes a similar thing in his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, Text 38. He says there, Krishna, of course, means Krishna and His confidential devotees. Krishna is not alone. When we speak of Krishna, Krishna means Krishna in His name, in His form, in His qualities, in His abode, and in His associates. Krishna is never alone, for the devotees of Krishna are not impersonalists. That's a very interesting statement. From that we can conclude that Srila Prabhupada were to consider that if we want to worship Krishna alone, Prabhupada considers that a kind of impersonalism. He says the devotees are not impersonalists. We worship Krishna with His devotees. For example, a king is always associated with his secretary, his commander, his servant, and so much paraphernalia. As soon as we accept Krishna and his associates as our preceptors, no ill effects can destroy our knowledge. So, we'd like to discuss a little bit about this point today. I find this point a rather poignant one, a rather heart-pressing one. I think for most of us in this assembly today, most of us, please raise your hand, how many devotees came here after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada? How many devotees joined ISKCON after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance? Please raise your hand. Practically everyone. So you're all very kindred souls with me. I came to this society, I joined in Los Angeles, and right away they were telling us, this is Venice Beach where Srila Prabhupada used to walk, and this is the park where Srila Prabhupada used to walk in, and here's Srila Prabhupada's rooms, and here this is Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, you hear about this, and people are telling us so many stories. And I don't know about all of you, but I felt a little bit sad. I felt that I'm a very, very unfortunate person, because I just missed meeting Srila Prabhupada by a few years. Our subject today is a similar subject, a similar feeling. Amongst many of our acharyas who came shortly after the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they also felt very, very unfortunate. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's given us some comforting words, some words of hope in his Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhulila chapter 10. He describes...
Esava lilara kabhu nahi pare cheda avir bhava chiro bhava ekahe veda.
This is a very, very encouraging statement. He says that there is no time when the Lord's pastimes come to an end. Says the Vedas declare that sometimes they're visible to people this world, and at times they're not visible. Avir bhava tiro bhav e kahi veda. But they're always going on.
Ajapi ha chaitanya e sabalila kore jakone jahari kore drishti arikare.
He says, At this very moment in time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enjoying his pastimes. Right now. And he says that Jakone Jahari Kori Drishti Adhikari. Those persons who are Adhikari, who have qualification, they can see his pastimes, even right now.
Sehi deke ara deki bare shakti nai nirantara chidakore Chaitanya Gosai.
He says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoys pastimes eternally. Some persons, they see them, and others, they have no power to see them. There's a very wonderful example of this. This is from Madhulila chapter 10. It's text 282 to 284. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes this verse, Ajapiha Chaitanya e Sabalila Kori. He quotes it many times. It's a very significant verse, a very important verse. And this is a very esoteric kind of subject matter. A very important subject matter for our bhajan. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's our life and soul. Ke jabi bhai, bhava sindhu par, Danya Kali Yuga ra Chaitanya Avatar. This is Danya Kali Yuga. And our only hope to cross over this ocean of birth and death is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is our connection with him? We should think about this very carefully in a very, very deep way. We say that Mahaprabhu, he's Namo Mahavadanyaya Avatar. He's Mahavadanyaya. He's very, very merciful. But don't think that his purpose in coming was just to open vegetarian restaurants and teach people about reincarnation. He came for some very, very profound purposes. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they want to enter into that. They want to meditate very deeply on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We want to receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you may know there's one very wonderful book called Bhakti Ratnakara, which is written by one Narahari Chakravarti. Narahari Chakravarti, he compiled this book, which describes something about Radha Krishna Leela, especially in the fifth wave, when Raghava Pandit Prabhu takes Srinivas and Narottam on Braj Mandal Parikrama. Maharaj was telling some story yesterday, I think, from that Bhakti Ratnakara about Radha and Krishna's wrestling match. But one thing he doesn't speak about in this book, as a humble Vaishnava, he doesn't speak about himself. Later he had one disciple, his name was Ananda Narayan Maitra, Bhagavat Bhushan, who wrote an appendix known as Narahari Vishesha Parichoy to the Narottam Vilas. Narottam Vilas is another book written by Narahari Chakravarti. And when this disciple of Narahari, named Ananda Narayan Maitra, printed this book, he decided that he should write some appendix to it. And that appendix, he wrote something about the wonderful qualities of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Narahari Chakravarti. And we're very thankful to Ananda Narayan Maitra to hear something about the wonderful story of Narahari Chakravarti's life. Narahari Chakravarti appeared in the late 1600s in Ranipur in the Murshidabad district of Bengal. He came in the line of Mahaprabhu, in the line of Ramachandra Kaviraj. His Guru Maharaj's name was Narahari Chakravarti, and he was a disciple of Nrisimha Chakravarti. His Guru Maharaj was Nrisimha Chakravarti, and he was a disciple of Nanda Kumar, who was a disciple of Manohar, who was a disciple of Gopikanta, who was a disciple of Hari Ramacharya, who was a disciple of Ramchandra Kaviraj, who was a disciple of Srinivas, who was a disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So on one occasion, Narahari Chakravarti, he was hearing from one devotee whose name was Lakshman Das. And this Lakshman Das started glorifying the associates of Mahaprabhu. And the devotees who had appeared not so long before the time of Narahari Chakravarti, he started telling him about Narottam Das Thakur and about Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and other devotees, much in a similar way that we hear from the devotees about Srila Prabhupada. And when this Lakshman Das was telling Narahari about all this, he told him that there was also some prediction that after some time, the devotees predicted that one devotee named Narahari Ghanasyam would appear and that he would establish Prem Bhakti and he would write many Prema Granthas, many books on Prem Bhakti. And he told him, that's you. So when Narahari Chakravarti heard that, and when he heard about the wonderful qualities of Srila Narottam Das Thakur and Vishwanath Chakravarti and others, it pierced his heart. And he began to lament. And he began to cry. He began to sob and cry out, O He Nata! O Petita Pavan! Vishwambar! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu! O Lord Nityananda Prabhu! O Abode of Mercy! O Advaita Acharya! O Gadadhar! O Srivas! O Rupa Sanatan! Where have you all gone? What's happened? Everything is darkness around me. He said, why have I taken birth at this time? I'm such a very, very sinful person. Where is Shamananda Pandit? Where is Narottam Das Thakur? Where is Ramchandra Kaviraj? Where are they? Where is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?